Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this, whenever the passing game isn't everything you want it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
Not too much conversation. Well, maybe a culture-setting head coach can help facilitate some conversation. Figure it out, Nick. Do what Andy Reid couldn't. Get the quarterback and the receiver on the same page. 215-592-9490. Well, listen. I'm not. Andy tried. I'm sure he just couldn't do it. Maybe he could like put him at this. You know, a few weeks ago, Kyle mentioned the idea if, like, they win the Super Bowl, is Nick the greatest Eagles coach ever? Like, maybe this is the one area he...
Defining moment.
This could be his defining moment. You know, around this time, 7 years ago, Doug Peterson had his defining moment. He got to the podium the day they announced that Carson Wentz was out for the season, and he made it clear they can win with Nick Foles, and then away they went. I thought that was Doug's defining moment. This could be Nick's. Like, figure this out. Get these two guys on the same page. 215-592-9494. Listen to this. Ryan Harris, former NFL offensive lineman. He was here for like 10 minutes in 2011. Mostly made a career with the Broncos. I think he was on those Super Bowl teams with Peyton Manning and those good teams they had in the early 2010s. Listen to Ryan Harris, the way he framed this situation and what it means about Sirianni.
This is the result of a coach that players do not have the most respect for. I mean, no one's going to take away what the Eagles have done. You mentioned their 11-2 record, but this is a team in the NFL that probably has the best leadership in terms of Jalen Hurts and other players. And what does it sound like if a player is calling out a coach in a post game? Right, that's what it sounds like. Right, hey, we're not on the same page, and that what that means is when we're calling the pass, how we're calling the pass. Are we calling on a 3rd and 9? Are we calling a pass play that has 3 routes breaking at 5 yards? We're not trying, boys. I mean, that's what that sounds like. So what you're hearing and what's happening at the Eagles, from my opinion on the outside looking in, are talented players who know their coaching staff are not making the right decisions, and everybody knows they're running out of time to get that fixed. Because once you get in the playoffs, I mean, you're going to start seeing thrown helmets and people grabbing each other if it doesn't get fixed.
Mm. Whew. That's strong. I mean, I hear what he's saying. At first, I was kind of like, But when he talked about the time is running out, that resonated with me because that's the truth. We talk about it all. We got 4 games, and we still are. We went. You know what's funny about this and the timing of all of this? We went from last week with pundits on national television saying we are the best team in the NFL. And in 1 week, it went from that to, what was it, Why Eagles Why or whatever.
That was a good headline.
Yeah, it was like Why Eagles Why. And now we're talking about potentially derailing. And then it's funny. And I'm not picking on any fan that's, you know, calls into the show where they say, why we make much ado about nothing? I mean, it's a lot going on here. I think it's fixable. And I think the biggest salve for this wound is fixing the passing game. And how do you do that, Joe? I'm not asking anybody to go out and change the formula that has put us in the position that we're in. Mm. But what I am asking is this. This is a twofold thing. Say if AJ and Jalen don't talk. If they keep it cordial all week long, you know how I fix this, Joe? Simple. Throw him the ball.
Force him the ball?
No, I didn't say.
Listen,
AJ Brown, I don't care what the pass call is. AJ Brown should be the primary receiver on every pass play that's called in this offense.
Yeah, but if the defense takes away the primary,
okay,
you got to go to second.
Okay, if that's the case. But, okay, let me play devil's advocate. It looked like on that second play of the game in Carolina that A.J. Brown potentially was the primary receiver because he was running a go route, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the quarterback can't read the defense.
And he missed
or didn't read the defense.
I don't know. I'm not making excuses for the quarterback because I don't know what he saw. I don't know what his field vision was. But I'm saying this. If I'm quarterbacking Hugh Douglas with his limited throwing ability – and his limited knowledge of being a quarterback. You know who I'm throwing the ball to?
AJ.
The open AJ Brown. That's my first read. That is, regardless of what play you call it, if I see AJ Brown, if he looked like he open, I'm throwing the ball to him.
So your solution is to appease the pouting receiver.
I am trying to get to Louisiana. If I make it a conscious effort to target AJ and give him balls, that the catchable balls, and let him work, how's that appeasing him? I'm giving him an opportunity to go out there and do his thing. And if he doesn't do it, then I got to go back to what I'm doing.
But so you're saying this from Jalen's perspective, because they could call the play. If Jalen doesn't throw it, what are the coaches supposed to do?
Yeah, he got to throw it. Well, like.
So you're saying it's the two of them. Like Jalen just throwing the ball.
It has to be. He got to get him the ball, man.
Yeah,
they have to do it. And if that's the case, the offense has to be created enough. And I'm not saying do that to the detriment of the offense as a whole. But get him involved earlier in the game.
I got you. You're right. I mean, I think we all agree that AJ's first target.
That's an easy fix.
Yeah, his first target should not come with a minute left in the first half,
yes,
like it did this past Sunday. That I'm totally with you on. I just think it's got to start before then. Yes, targeting him more could lead to him being a little more peace. But I think it's got to start today. They're practicing
today.
Definitely
has to start today.
They're meeting today. Sirianni's got to get these two guys in a room and say, hey, we've got too much at stake here for this to become a wedge.
And you know how you fix that, too?
How?
Listen, sometimes you got to put your pride in your pocket. And I don't care. This is one of those situations for me. I don't care who's wrong or who's right. If I'm the quarterback, because I am the leader, I am the face of the franchise, I would go to AJ and say, hey, gonna try to get you more involved this week.
Oh, you're gonna
listen.
Cower to the receiver.
See, you're looking at it the wrong way. I'm looking at it like this. I am doing what I have to do as a leader. Sometimes, as a leader, you got to take a couple steps forward to move forward. I mean, a couple steps back to move forward.
I agree with you on that.
That's all right. But you know. What
I got
I'm
you.
Saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to, man.
I agree with that. But can I make the argument Jalen's already done this? He is a $250 million quarterback, and I'm not trying to tell you guys he's playing like it, but that's what he is, right? And at the bye, he sat down with the head coach, and he, whatever word you want to use, agreed, accepted. I mean, the coach basically said you're going to be a game manager, and he hasn't pouted once. The receiver's now the pouting one. I haven't seen Jalen pout. Like, at some point, like, I need Sirianni to go to AJ and be like, dude, we're winning. This is not helpful. I know, we know, everyone watching knows we got to be more efficient in the passing game. But, I mean, enough. We can't be spouting off after the game to Elliott because you don't get targets. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Joe, I love you to death, but I love how all of a sudden, AJ, you basically make it sound like AJ when they said the quarterback stinks.
Kind of.
He didn't say
anything. He did.
But
he said
we can read between the lines, man.
He didn't say any of that.
No, hold on. No.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this question. I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are.
I am being a grown-up in this situation. You guys are being childish. I'm trying to be the grown-up.
No.
Grown-up?
Okay. When that game ended, before AJ Brown said anything about anything, what was your feelings on that game?
The passing game stinks.
The quarterback missed open receivers all game.
Okay.
But I can say it.
Okay.
He's not allowed.
But listen, okay. Exactly what both of you guys said. When A.J. Brown was asked the same question, he said passing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, because of the way that you felt that's what he was saying.
Let me ask you a question.
No, that's him being That's him being passive aggressive and saying, because Hugh, you know the kind of firestorm it would be if he specifically said, like, he only allowed the option.
I do passive aggressive
for anyone to think otherwise.
Hold on.
That was his out.
Would it be okay? Let's spin it to a different team in the city, because we always argue about all these teams, right? If the Phillies lose 7-6, the closer gives up a home run late to lose the game. Bryce, after the game, they asked him, what's the problem? You guys are in a losing streak. The pitching. This place erupts because he's blaming the pitching.
I don't think, first of all, I don't think we do that.
AJ's not blaming himself. He's not blaming the O-line. He's blaming, who's he blaming? Jalen, that offense coordinator?
When he said, let me tell you, okay, can I tell you how I felt when he said it?
Yeah.
Initially, I said basically the same thing you did, initially. But I was like, When I stepped back from it, I said, well, you know, we have been talking about the play calling for the last couple of weeks and how it's been anemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, maybe he's talking about a combination of both.
Is either
a good thing? You think he's saying that when he's running around wide open?
But see, this is where I think this is the problem. Because AJ has a history of being a malcontent, or so he's perceived to be a malcontent, it's easy to put words in his mouth. And I don't think that's fair.
But is it words in his mouth?
He put the own words in his mouth.
He sat there. From what you know about AJ and how he has been, to me, he did the best that he possibly could to answer the questions without causing a firestorm. Because guess what happened?
But he
what
did cause happened? A firestorm.
Guess what would have happened if AJ would have walked out and said nothing? It would have been probably worse than it was.
But he could have danced around it. We need to be better. I need to be better. There's a way to do it with telling the truth.
He was asked questions immediately after. He was clearly frustrated on field.
Yeah.
And we all know AJ is not one of the best individuals at containing his feelings.
But we know. Mm-hmm. We've seen it for three straight years.
And let's keep it a bean, we know that when he's like that, that's probably the best person to go to for a soundbite.
So you're right, and it's a good job by everyone in that locker room.
Shout out to ESP for doing his job.
Good job. We have evidence now for 3 years that these guys were friends, but they're also, Jalen's a very reserved person, it seems to me. AJ seems a little passive aggressive. He just changed all his Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, he went to the Joker.
The Joker, right? Mm-hmm. Last year he was talking about, he was tweeting and calling in WIP. He was upset. Sometimes you got to know the people involved, right? And I don't know if these two are going to talk it out. They're supposedly friends, and yet it's gotten to this point. That's why I need the coach
and
to get involved.
And that's why
I need the coach involved.
As the quarterback, as the level-headed one, as the one that you just said is even keeled, it would be better if he did it instead of the coach.
Well, okay. But why can't it be three steps? First the coach says, let's figure this out. Then Jay. I need Sirianni to fix this. Otherwise, what is he doing here?
So, all right. We're a math show, right?
Always.
We are. Since when?
I'm pretty good at math.
So, let's do some deductive reasoning here, fellas.
Uh-oh.
What goes into the passing game?
I would say the
wide receivers,
offensive line, play call quarterback.
Yeah, sure. Maybe even a tight end or a good pass catching running back.
Sure.
We know that AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are excellent at what they do.
Check mark.
Offensive line, best in football.
Check.
Tight ends, solid enough, right? They can block they're healthy.
Enough.
All that. Yep. Saquon can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Check.
Okay, we have two things left here. We have an offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, and we have the quarterback. Now, let's do some more deductive reasoning.
It's a lot of deductive reasoning.
Well, it's just two.
Okay.
AJ Brown is running around wide open.
So the play call probably worked.
The play call probably worked. That leaves us with one thing here, fellas.
And that's why you circle on your multiple choice test, Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so when Jalen said the passing game needs to get better, why didn't he just say, hey, I need to be better?
Well, he kind of did. He said it starts with me.
Okay, so he needs to be better. So if he needs to be better, then Jalen, hat in hand, say, hey, bro, my brother, I'm going to be better. I'm going to get you more involved in the passing game. Well, how hard is that to do?
But maybe he's trying and just not good enough.
Yeah, right.
And if that's the case, AJ's got to suck it up and stop
making
a scene.
If that's the case, then AJ has to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sitting here and we're talking like this hasn't been addressed.
Well, I don't know.
And what I'm saying is if that's the case, then Jalen needs to be the one to address it.
All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Man, that was right on time. That conversation evolved right where it needed to be. It evolved right where it needed to be amongst the three of you. Because if there's anybody that needs to have a come-to-Jesus moment, if there's anybody that needs to sit anybody down, it's Mr. Hurts. Because if I'm AJ, there's no way after my targets they get reduced and I don't say anything about it, and yet somebody thinks that I should say I need to be better about my route running and I'm wide open. No, because that's where the problem lies. It lies right there with Mr. Hurts. So, Joe, I don't think unless Nick can break Jalen out of that gun-shy thing, at this point of the season, I don't think there's much that anybody else can do but Hurts. Because that's what the problem is. The problem is when the passing plays are called, the ones that are called, because that's what I took from AJ. I didn't take from AJ that they needed more passing attempts. I took from the opportunities that was there that he wasn't he wasn't getting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, to use a word, Hugh, you're right about that, Donald. To use a word Hugh uses a lot, efficient, right? Like, they're not being efficient enough. They're wasting, if they're only throwing it 22 times and they're wasting 10 of those, it's hard to pass the ball.
Yeah, because that's why I can't, that's why I can't really feed it now. Now, I can somewhat agree with you about him saying in public the way he said it, but as far as what he's saying, because I listened to Smitty about a week ago, Smitty said, listen, when I was in high school, we ran the ball. So I understood how to make the most of my opportunities. And that's what you see with the both of them when they get their opportunity, is that they are making the most of them. So I just think that it comes down to Hurts because we wouldn't have this issue if that wasn't the issue. We wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have all that.
Well, we wouldn't, Donald. You're right about that. And it does. It's almost like which side you're taking, like the. You're trying to go from the back end of this and figure it out, or start at the top. And Donald, it's a great point. I mean, Hugh, you're right. If they throw the ball better, everyone's happy. If he throws it at AJ, everyone's happy.
And that's it, man. Because we all know what AJ is. Like, it's no secret. AJ is a star, and he wants the ball, getting the ball.
That's fine, and maybe that works on Sunday. I just need this today, and as the week goes on, because I just feel like it's going to just.
That's why, as the quarterback, you just go say, I'm sorry. You ain't even got to say. How many times have you said, I'm sorry, and don't mean it?
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do it all the time.
Why can't AJ say he's sorry?
But because, AJ, you have to know the people you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You have to, Joe. And I know that for some people, the principle of the situation makes it hard for you to say, I'm sorry. But Jalen's trying to get to Louisiana. We're trying to get to Louisiana. And if those two words, makes it easier for me to make that happen, then damn it, I'm going to do it.
It's amazing how the guy who wouldn't say sorry all summer is now just apologized.
I apologize. Because I'm trying to get to Louisiana.
Oh, it's an agenda.
This couldn't have happened at a worse time.
I have an agenda.
This couldn't have happened. And it's just like, damn it, man. Can we get ready for the toughest game that we have coming up? Y'all want to start beefing now? Somebody need to say sorry to somebody so we can get past this and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Well, I need the adult in the room to get everyone together.
It ain't about being an adult. It's about understanding the situation. It's about understanding the situation you're in.
I just think
just saying I'm sorry.
The culture-setting head coach can't be out of the way on this one. He's got to be involved. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. Seth Jordan is going to join us at 11. Nick Sirianni's press conference will carry its entirety coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Elliot later in the show, including a bizarre revelation that he told yesterday on the afternoon show.
Another man's shirt.
Yeah, that was a lot. We'll get to that coming up. But make sure you stay tuned all show, because when you hear this.
Ho-ho. It's here's Hello.
I wasn't ready for that one.
I know. Sorry.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
That bothers me every time I hear that.
One of my favorite intros we've ever had here. When you hear that sounder coming up later in the show today, call in for your chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you the category. You guess. You ask us a yes or no question, and then you can guess. Today's winner will win two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, including a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and a Weber Spirit 2 grill and 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Jack Daniel's and Gerhard's Appliances. We'll play that later in the show. When you hear it, call in for your chance to play and win. Bruce in D.C. is up. Bruce, what's up?
Carl, Joe, Hugh and the crew, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning
Bruce.
Man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I tell you, man, I'm just like pulling my hair out over this whole, you know, controversy. It's just really just unnerving, and it's just really getting on my nerves and just frustrating, you know, just hearing people's different takes, you know, on this thing. Hugh, I'm with you on this thing. You know, if you go back and look at when AJ first said this was not a big deal, because it was basically constructive criticism on everything that we already knew. I've been saying the same thing over and over again, and it went back to the first quarter. field and how they have prosecuted and scripted the first quarter. And one of the things I think that's missing here is, and it's not talked about enough, is Shane Steichen, okay, and probably Sirianni. This was something that was bound to happen. It just happened in the game that it shouldn't have happened in, where they're getting off to these slow starts. The play calling sucks. It just plain sucks. And it's set up this thing that we're dealing with right now, okay? And it's not being talked about enough, okay? The pass patterns are too long. They need to shorten the pass patterns. There's hardly any movement. It looks like they're going back to a vanilla-based passing type of attack. And these defenses from these other teams are catching up to it, like Carolina. It's easier to defend, and the windows are tighter. But at the same time, Jalen, they are not addressing Jalen's issues on missing the receivers.
Bruce, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think defenses have kind of figured out this is what they're doing, right? They're running the ball more of that, and they're kind of – I'm trying to figure out the right word. They've made it more simple in the passing game. Yesterday, a couple days ago on ESPN, Dan Orlovsky called their passing game elementary. It's like they're not doing so it's like it's not complex. Defenses know they're not passing much anyway, and it's harder for them to, you know, they're kind of disguising things and making it harder on Jalen.
Right, and that's the 88-pound gorilla in the room. Now, here's the thing. You know, I believe Sirianni when he said, hey, look, I'm interacting with them. They might have already addressed this issue, but I think in order to put this fire out, they need to somebody needs to speak up, whether it's Sirianni, to say, hey, look, it's already been addressed. We're good. We're moving forward to calm people down. I think that we're just being overreactionary and saying, oh, this is on the cusp of something that's going to, you know, happen like last year. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. But it just needs to be – this thing just needs to be addressed and put to bed so we can move on and get ready for Pittsburgh. But I tell you what, they better get that first quarter situation together, because if they don't figure that out, we are not going to make it. They got too comfortable with the defense and the running game, and they just need to fix that, and that'll correct everything else that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce, in the last 25 years, there hasn't been a single team with a winning record or a playoff team that had less first quarter points. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like, it's outrageous they still win like this. Bruce, appreciate it. We know they got to fix that. That's a smaller thing on the big thing now with this week with the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do today on the show. Hughes Holiday Stocking, when you hear the sounder calling for your chance to win a great price. Seth Joyner is going to join us on the other side. Very excited to hear Seth's take on this. Who is this on to fix? Is this on the players, these two in particular, Jalen and AJ, to get in a room and hammer it out? You know, Hughes calling for Jalen to apologize here.
Just apologize, man. Just say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? For stinking?
Sorry for not getting you the football.
But he's not. I don't think he's not trying to get in the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying. He can say, hey, man, I'll do a better job. I'm going to do a better job at getting you the football.
He should tell him, look, man, it's the holidays.
Percocet.
Molly Percocet.
All right, coming up, Seth will join us. Elliot later on the show on all this and the buttoning incident that happened in the Eagles locker room. It's a What If Wednesday as well. 215-592-9494. And we'll carry Sirianni's press conference in its entirety in the 12 p.m. hour right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after already tipped off. You could pick up a W whenever. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.